Practical 1. What I'd like you to do now is to close your eyes and keep them completely shut. Do not open them for the rest of the time. I will instruct you when to open your eyes. If you are in a room that's brightly lit, you might want to dim the lights or lower the shades. At this time, I would like you to focus on the back of your eyelids and the darkness that you're seeing. Listen to the sound of my voice. Pay attention to your normal, regular breathing. We are going to begin regulating your breathing rhythmically. Begin when I say, and only when I say. You will begin to breathe in for a count of four. You will hold it for a count of two, and then release it. You will inhale through your nose and exhale through your mouth for a count of four. You must breathe in deeply. You must breathe in low, deep into your abdomen and then your chest. Hold it and release it out with a sigh. Okay, exhale. And we'll begin breathing now. Breathe in two, three, four, and hold. And release. Two, three, four. Breathe in again. Two, three, four, and hold. And release. Two, three, four. Good. Keep it slow and breathe in for six. Two, three, four, five, six, and hold. And exhale. Two, three, four, five, six. Please continue breathing as we move on. At this time, I would like you to imagine that there is a wide spiral staircase directly ahead of you. This staircase goes as high as you can possibly see. I would like you to walk over to the spiraling staircase. As you get closer, think to yourself that you're embarking on a spiritual journey, one that at all times you are in control of. Please know that you are safe. And if at any point on this journey, if you do not feel safe, or if you feel threatened, or if that you're feeling that you're losing control, you will automatically realize where you are, what you're doing, and you will feel completely safe and in control. Take another deep breath, breathe in, hold it, and release. You are at the first step. This is a magical staircase. It's a staircase that's going to take you on a journey to the inner parts of your mind, to your own inner sanctuary that we will now create. I would like you to walk onto the first step. As you're stepping onto that first step, I would like you to feel a vibration, one that goes throughout your entire body, like a slow hum. Imagine that the lights around you are now changing. The darkness is taking a color, and the color that you're seeing around you is red. I would like you to imagine the red. Feel as if you're standing inside a ruby. And I'd like you to start moving up this staircase, and you're climbing and climbing, taking each step, going higher and higher, deeper and deeper, step by step, feeling more and more relaxed, feeling more and more at peace, knowing that you are safe and walking through the red. You're walking through this red as if you are in the most beautiful ruby. You're illuminated and you're at peace. You're feeling as if this red is permeating every cell in your body. Please take the opportunity to breathe this in. Breathe in the red. Hold it. And release. While doing this, you're releasing all the stress and all the negativity in your body. Breathe in clear, vibrant red. Hold it. And release. See the energy coming out as being gray. Black and gray. And as you exhale, it's being pulled out of you. The red absorbs it, and it becomes part of the beautiful red. And you're climbing the staircase, going higher and higher, moving up, spiraling, going closer and closer to your inner sanctuary. And as you're climbing, the red that you're walking through is starting to get lighter. It's becoming lighter and lighter. And as you look up, you can now see that it's becoming more of an orange. Now it's becoming more and more orange, deeper and deeper, brighter and brighter. And you are feeling as if you are walking through an orange. You're becoming the color orange. And as you're walking higher and higher, feeling more and more at peace, more and more relaxed, you breathe in this orange. And it also allows you to release the negativity, and releasing the energy of procrastination can be felt. And at this moment, I'd like you to look down from where you're climbing, and you can see the red energy spiraling, going round and round, higher and higher, and you could see the point from which you started, and you could see the point from where the red is spiraling into the orange. The red turns into the orange, and you're still moving through this orange, going higher and higher. And now as you look up, you can see the energy of the orange becoming lighter. And as you look ahead, you can see it becoming lighter and lighter, brighter and brighter. And now the orange is turning yellow. And as you're moving towards the yellow, you're feeling yourself being pulled, as if you're no longer walking up the stairs, but floating, ascending the circular staircase, higher and higher, feeling more and more at peace as you're now floating through the yellow, floating from the ruby through the orange into this bright, fluorescent yellow. These are the brightest colors you can imagine, pure and perfect. Imagine the yellow also going through every part of your body, spiraling with ease, spiraling around you, and you're feeling lighter. You're feeling more at peace. And the weight is coming off you as you float higher and higher, becoming more and more relaxed, more and more at peace. And as you're climbing higher and you look ahead, once again, you see that the yellow is now becoming green. More of a lime color at first, and as you're floating higher to the yellow and into the green, you come into the green and it's like being in an emerald, standing inside the most precious gemstone. This would be the most perfect emerald you've ever seen. All around you reflects the beautiful emerald green color. It's pure, it's clear, crisp, and it's clean. Breathe in this green that's all around you. Hold it. And once again, release the negativity. And now I would like you to imagine that within this green that there's another quick spiraling light, a light of hot fluorescent pink. And imagine that you're looking at maybe a can of green paint, and that someone mixed into this can this fluorescent pink. And you're spinning and twirling, and as it's spinning and twirling, you see the two colors spiraling within one, and you feel the warmness of the pink coupled with the coolness of the green. You're floating higher and higher, going deeper and deeper, but feeling lighter and lighter, more relaxed, and you look ahead and you see the green and the pink meshing together, and it's now becoming more blue. It seems to be teal at first, becoming aqua, and you find yourself standing inside the blue, and now see this blue becoming the most beautiful blue you can possibly imagine, whether it's the beautiful blue of a sky, or the blue of the Caribbean Ocean, or possibly the depth of a dark navy. See it as being clear. See it as being pure. A high vibrational color. Breathe it in, hold it, and now release. Once again, you look down and see that as you're floating higher, as you're ascending the staircase, you can see the red swirling up, turning into an orange, swirling up again into the yellow, and as that's swirling higher and higher, it is turning into green, and the green now into the green mixture of pink, and that collectively swirls up higher, turning into the blue. And that's where you presently stand, feeling calm, at peace, safe, and secure. And as you continue to feel lighter and lighter, and as you're going higher and higher, see this blue starting to turn into a deep purple, the deepest purple you've ever seen, pure and clear. And now it doesn't feel as if you're walking up the staircase, but rather you're following a trail. That floating feeling is going faster and faster, and you're floating higher and higher, feeling lighter and lighter, more and more at peace, more and more safe, more and more secure. And I would like you to visualize seeing the colors blend from the bottom of this exercise. You're feeling now as if you're being forced, pulled, forced as if you're underwater, floating to the top. And as you're floating up faster and faster, faster and faster, it feels like you are just about at the top. And all of a sudden, the purple turns into a bright white. It's becoming whiter and whiter, brighter and brighter. And now you're standing at the top of the staircase, as if you are amongst the clouds. You are totally surrounded by the whitest, brightest light you can imagine. It is as bright as the strongest ray of the sun, or magnesium burning. It is almost so bright that you can hardly look at it. But you're drawn to it. You look through it, and it shines through you, illuminating every part of your mental, spiritual, physical, and emotional body. Please take a moment now to allow this light, this white light, to shine through you. Feel it and imagine it as if it were rays of the sunlight that were warming you. The warming process of this loving energy, the white light of the universe, the white light of God, the white light of love and divine protection. Allow this white light to remove all negativity from your body. Release it. See this white light act as an army of positive soldiers, removing the negatives, removing the negative sludge. Imagine your physical body being in front of you. See your body having brown mud all over it, as if you were at a spa having a mud bath. Your entire body is in the mud. Imagine that as the rays of light start at the top of your head and come down your body, all the mud is washed away. The bright white light acts as the water that is cleansing your skin, forcing the mud, symbolic of the negative, to be washed away. Know that as this mud or negativity that you are imagining gets washed away, as the cleansing white light goes deeper into your physical body, it also goes into your emotional, mental, and spiritual being. It forces all the negativity to dispel. See and feel it leave. See it go down your face, neck, shoulders, and chest, going through your body. See it forced out from every pore, all the negativity. See it washing down your abdomen, your side, your back, your hips, your upper and lower parts of your legs, ankles, and finally your feet. As the white light shines across your body, all the darkness, the negative, the negativity is washed away. You should feel rejuvenated. You feel as if you have been given a universal healing massage. Allow yourself to just relax and to feel at peace. Take one extra deep breath, breathe in, hold it, and exhale. Good. You're now to embark on creating your psychic room, your special place, your own inner sanctuary. Many of us have been told when we were children to go to our room. Now, as adults, we once again have the ability to do the same. But this room is special. This is a place that you will go to when you need to relax or a place to meditate. A place to go to work out situations and issues in your life that you might be having a problem with. This is the place that you will go to connect with your friends and relatives who are on the other side. A place to meet and work with your own spiritual guides. This is the place that you will go to work on obtaining psychic information. It is a place of protection and wisdom, a place of universal love. However, there are rules here. The door to your room will always be locked. Regardless of how many times you come here, it will always be locked. You may not go into your room without obtaining the key. The way to find the key is to mentally and symbolically surrender your negatives. Another rule for this special place is that you cannot bring anyone here. You cannot bring someone here. This is your place. You cannot imagine someone here. This is your room. It is your energy. Now, you may have visits from your guides, or visits from your loved ones and friends who've crossed over to the other side. But your mind will not allow or permit you to bring or place any other energy, living or passed on, angel or guide, in this room. Your room is a room of truth. It is a place of working on acceptance. This means that the experiences that you have in this room are not fabrications of your mind. They are not what you desire them to be. It is the working on the acceptance of this and the reality of what is. Standing at the top of your staircase, surrounded by this bright white light, I would like you to imagine that ahead of you is a door, the door to your room. You proceed to try and open that door, and you notice that it is locked. You are not able to get in. You must realize that you need the key. The only way to obtain the key for this room is to consciously and unconsciously, intentionally surrender and release all negative thoughts, situations, people, and fears. You are not able to obtain your key to enter this room with fear, negativity, or negative thought projections. I would like you to now imagine that on the floor next to where you stand, that there's a box. Maybe it's a hope chest or a treasure chest. Know that we will call this your negativity box. Try to open it. Feel it as being heavy. You must use all your energy to open it. Now see and hear it open. Look in, and as you look in, you see nothing but darkness, as if it is a bottomless pit, a well. It is endless and goes on for infinity. At this time, I will begin counting down from 11 to 1. I would like you to place something in your treasure chest that represents your negativity. A symbol of a person or situation that you are viewing as an obstruction or negative issue in your life. Please note that these are only symbolic meanings. This will not neutralize the energy of any person. It will, however, neutralize the negativity or negative energy in your personal and professional life that you might encounter with that person or situation that you're involved with. So begin placing in the chest, your negativity box, the people, places, symbols, fears, and the issues of negativity. 11, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. Feel as if you have just placed a part of yourself on the space shuttle, knowing that you cannot go along. Know that a part of you is gone, maybe something that for too long you've held near and dear to you on a conscious or unconscious level, even though it's negative. See this as an opportunity to let it go. You've placed it in your negativity box, your treasure chest, and now it's time to move on. I would like you to visually see the lid of this chest close. See it close with ease. Hear it close with a clang. Try to open it and see that it's locked. It's too heavy. And what you notice now is that your key's there. Your key has shown itself to you. Take the key. Go to the door of your room and use it. Hear it click and unlock. And once that happens, the key vanishes. It disintegrates. But the door to your room, the door opens, and now you're standing in the room that is your psychic room. Imagine that the white light illuminating all around you and through you begins to illuminate your inner sanctuary. Now you're going to basically design your own room. However, before we begin to do that, there are a few things that we must create. The first thing we need to do is to see this room in our mind. And we're going to refer to this room and placement as if you were looking at the face of a clock. The doorway where you're standing is the 6 o'clock position. Directly ahead of you on the opposite wall, that would be the 12 o'clock wall. The wall to your right, I would like you to refer to that as the 3 o'clock wall, and the wall to your left will be referred to the 9 o'clock wall. Please imagine that you are now standing inside your room and you're facing the 12 o'clock wall. Turn your attention to the 3 o'clock wall on the right. We will now begin to create what I refer to as your psychic center. We have already established that in order to pay attention to your psychic abilities, we must train them. We must recognize them. We must accept them. But before we can train them, we must acknowledge them. And we must give ourselves permission to work with our abilities. We will do that now. Please imagine the following. 2 floor-to-ceiling speakers. See them about 2 to 3 feet wide and as high as the floor to the ceiling is. In between, imagine a console, and on this console, see a large screen television. A very large screen. And next to that screen on the wall, still part of the console, see a phone receiver. In front of the screen, imagine a keyboard. To the right of the keyboard, a pad and pen. In front of the console, a chair, plush and relaxing. Please sit in this chair. And as you sit in this chair, you're looking at your psychic center in front of you. And I would like you to see that on the console, to the right of the pad and pen, is a switch. Look closer and imagine that there are 3 positions. On, off, and in the middle, standby. Please take the time now to make sure that your psychic center is switched to the on position. Symbolically, we will now go over what the equipment in your psychic center, the equipment on this console in your room, stands for. The speakers that you have initiated symbolize your clairaudient ability. This will help you in receiving auditory messages from your guides or from those on the other side. The large screen symbolizes your clairvoyant ability to visualize information. The keyboard, that represents your ability to send and receive messages telepathically. For those of you who are not comfortable working with a keyboard, imagine that the pad and pen represent the same, to also send and receive messages, or to work with automatic writing. The telephone receiver, that represents communication. Communication with the other side, your guides, allowing you to communicate as if you were taking a long-distance call. And the chair upon which you are sitting is a representation of your clairsentient feelings. Look at this as a chair of feelings, symbolizing spiritual hugs, energy, and warmth. Your 3 o'clock wall will now be known as your psychic center. You have just initiated, created, and turned on your psychic center. It is allowing you to work with and recognize your abilities. Now I would like you to turn your attention to the 12 o'clock wall. As you walk over to the wall, we will refer to this as the healing area. The first thing I would like you to see is a table. This is a special table, a universal healing table. Symbolically, you can lie on this table and receive a universal healing. While you're lying on this table, you may also visualize someone who is either living or crossed over and direct this universal healing to them. This can be someone in your life who is in need of an emotional, mental, spiritual, or physical healing. Please imagine a green button on the side of this table. When you press this button, the healing begins. Coming down from above, an all-consuming healing energy, the universal light of love and divine healing envelops your body. Now, directly next to this table, imagine a healing screen. See it as a projection screen, the type of screen that you would see home movies on. This is the health detection screen. At all times, you must remember that you are not a member of the healthcare community. You are not allowed to use your ability to diagnose. Unless you are a certified practitioner in the field, like a doctor or nurse, you cannot use the screen or ability to diagnose. This detection screen is simply to help you gain insight into an area of a person's body that might have had a negative zone, a block of negative energy, a physical problem, a surgery, or any type of ailment or energy deficiency, past, present, or future. It can be a potential stress area. Now, what you would do is to imagine writing the name of the person on the bottom of the detection screen and step back. See an outline of the human anatomy form on the screen. See the screen darken and the outline of the anatomy shows up. Not in any great detail, just an outline. A red light will flash and blink in an area where there is, was, or may be an issue that needs to be looked at, a blockage of energy. Now finally, I would like you to look at the 9 o'clock wall. The only thing I want you to see there is what looks like an old window that has been boarded up. Wood boards are crisscrossing in every direction. The boards are covering up your third eye. It is in the shape of a triangle. To look outside this window would be like looking out through your forehead. Go over to the boards and with all your energy start to pull them off. Begin now. Remove all of the boards and see that behind the boards, hiding, is a triangular shaped window. It has a huge metal shutter, the type you would find on a submarine. Know that this is your third eye window. We will refer to the opening of this window as the opening of your third eye. I would like you to imagine that you have taken both hands, and by putting them on the shutter handles with all your might and energy, push and lift. At first, feel it being heavy. Slowly start feeling it move. See it lift up like an old shade. And as you attempt to look outside, the most brilliant, bright white light once again shines through. So as you're trying to look out, you can't. The entire room is illuminated by this bright white light. Again, this is the white light of the universe. This is the white light of God's love and divine protection. Welcome. You have now officially created your room, your inner sanctuary. Please take a few moments now to design the rest of this room with the things you feel you need to have here. Please be aware as you change and grow as a person, as you make transitions in your life and evolve, so will your room. The things that you've placed here now might change. You may feel like you don't want that color couch or that plant. They will change as you change. Take a moment to bring family pictures, plants, a couch. Make this a place to feel like the best escape in the world. Maybe your room is like a villa in the Caribbean, maybe a cabin in the woods. Good. Know that you can do this at any time. You'll come back here to meditate, to relax, or to work on problem solving. If you're ever going to work on doing a reading, you must always come here as part of your meditation to prepare. By going to your room, you give yourself permission to receive. If you are trying to make a connection with your own guides, come here. Always remember to release the negatives and obtain the key. Come in and place your center in the standby position. Open the third eye window and know that now you're able to accomplish whatever you came here for. It is very important to know that when you're completed and finished, you need to always shut down. You don't always want to be psychically on or open. That would not be smart nor effective. You must learn to put yourself in the standby mode on your psychic center. What I want you to do now is to go over to the third eye window. Lower the shutter. Now go over to the psychic center and place it in the standby position. Take one final look. Look around and know that you will be back. Go over to the doorway and leave. Shut the door behind you. When you close the door behind you, hear it click. Try to open it again and realize that it will not open. Once again, it is locked. It is important to remember that you cannot trick your unconscious mind. The parameters have been set up in creating this place, and you will not be allowed to gain access to your room without, always, releasing the negatives first. Now I would like you to imagine that you go back over to the magical staircase. See now that it has become a slide, one that you might see at an amusement park. Sit down at the top. It will slowly and peacefully take you back. As I count you up from 1 to 11, you're going to slide down and slowly float down the stairs that you ascended that is now a slide. Begin. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11. Good. Take a deep breath and be aware of the energy realigning itself in your body. Feel your physical body more. Pay attention to how it's feeling. Become aware of your feet. Wiggle your toes and fingers. Slowly bend your knees up. Be aware of your back and how it feels. The same with your head. Clench your hands and open. Take a deep breath and now release. And slowly open your eyes. Very good. Now take a moment and remember everything that you did in this exercise. As soon as you are completed with this exercise, please write down all that you experienced. And finally, please do not get discouraged. It takes time and practice to develop. Now I do not really expect that in the beginning, that as you work with this exercise, you will blow yourself away with predictions and prophetic accuracy. What I do feel is that by working with this, you are opening up your mind and raising your personal awareness level. You may be able to read the energy of what is happening in a person's life and project on a line of probability the directions the energy is flowing in their lives. In the beginning, I would recommend that you do exactly what I do in this exercise. I wish you all the best and success. Be patient, be ethical, and always remain spiritual with others. Practical 2. The following exercise is slightly faster. At this time, I would like you to imagine in your mind directly ahead of you is an elevator. This elevator will take you to your inner sanctuary, your psychic room. I would like you to walk onto the elevator. See it being completely made out of glass, the ceiling, the floor, as well as the walls. On the control panel, there are two buttons, an arrow pointing up and one pointing down. Hit the arrow to raise your consciousness and see the glass doors close. Feel the elevator begin to lift. As I count down from 11 to 1, 11, 10, 9, going higher and higher, going deeper and deeper, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Good. Now, as the elevator is moving up, I would like you to look up, and you see ahead a tunnel of color. This elevator will be ascending through a cylinder of color. All the colors have a level and swirl into the next color. I would like you to think to yourself that you're embarking on a spiritual journey, one that you are in control of at all times. Know that you are safe, and that if at any point on this journey you do not feel safe or you feel threatened, or if you feel like you're losing control, you will automatically realize where you are, know what you are doing, and once again feel completely safe and in control. Take a deep breath, breathe in, hold it, and release. I would like you to imagine now that you're at the first color, going through the color red. And I would like you to feel as if you're standing inside a ruby. And you're climbing and climbing, going higher and higher, feeling more and more relaxed, more and more at peace. Knowing that you are safe and ascending through the red, and feel the red permeating every cell in your body. Please take the opportunity now to breathe in this red. Breathe it in, hold it, and release. You're releasing all the stress and all the negativity. Breathe in clear, vibrant red, hold it, and release. See the energy coming out as being gray, black and gray energy, and as you exhale, it's being pulled out of you. The red absorbs it, and it becomes part of the beautiful red, and you're ascending, going higher and higher, getting closer and closer to your inner sanctuary. You're climbing and climbing, and the red that you're ascending through is starting to get lighter. It's becoming lighter and lighter, and as you look up, you can see that it's becoming more and more of an orange. Now it's becoming more and more orange, deeper and deeper, brighter and brighter, and you are feeling as if you're moving through an orange. You're the color orange. And as you're moving higher and higher, feeling more and more at peace, feeling more and more relaxed, you breathe in this orange, releasing the negativity and releasing the energy of procrastination. At this moment, I'd like you to look down through the glass bottom of the elevator, and you can see the red energy spiraling, moving and going higher and higher, round and round. And you can see the point from where you started. You can see that the red is spiraling into the orange. The red turns into the orange, and you're still moving through the orange, going higher and higher. And as you look up, you can see the energy of the orange becoming lighter and lighter, brighter and brighter. The orange is now turning yellow. And you're feeling yourself being pulled, floating, ascending higher and higher, feeling more and more at peace as you're floating up through this yellow, being pulled and floating from the ruby through the orange into this bright, bright yellow. These are the brightest colors you can imagine, pure and perfect. Imagine the yellow also going through every part of your being, your body, spiraling with ease, spiraling all around you. And you're feeling lighter. You're feeling more and more at peace. And the pounds are coming off you as you float higher and higher, becoming more and more relaxed, more and more at peace. And as you're moving higher and higher, climbing in this elevator, you see that the yellow is becoming green, more of a lime color. And you're floating higher through the yellow and into the green. And as you come into the green, it's like being in an emerald, standing inside the most precious gemstone, the most perfect emerald you've seen. All around you reflects the beautiful color of this green emerald. It's pure, clear, crisp, and clean. Breathe in this green. Hold it and release. Now imagine that within this green light, within this green energy, there's another quick laser of light spiraling in. It is a light of pink, a hot pink. You may imagine that you're looking at a can of green paint and someone mixed into this can fluorescent pink. And as it's being mixed, as it's being spun, spinning and twirling, you can see the two colors spiraling within ease into one. And you feel the warmness of the pink coupled with the coolness of the green as you're floating higher and higher, getting lighter and lighter, more and more relaxed. And as you look up ahead, you can see the green and pink meshing together, and it's becoming blue. See it at first as teal becoming aqua. And now you find yourself moving higher and higher into the blue, the most beautiful blue, a high vibrational color. Breathe it in, hold it, and release. We once again look down and see that as we're moving higher, as we're floating, as we're ascending, through the glass bottom, you can see the red swirling up, turning to the orange, swirling up again into the yellow, and as it's moving higher and higher, turning into the green, and into the green with the mixture of pink that collectively swirls up into the blue. Feel the blue moving higher and higher, and as you're moving up, you see the blue becoming a purple, the deepest purple you've ever seen, pure and clear. And now it doesn't feel as if you're in the elevator. The purple and all around you, the awareness taking you higher and higher, the floating feeling goes faster and faster, and you're floating higher and higher, feeling lighter and lighter, more and more at peace, more and more safe, more and more secure. And I would like you to visualize seeing the colors blend once again from the bottom, the color red swirling faster and faster to the orange, into the yellow turning into the green with the pink turning into the blue becoming a purple. And now it's swirling so fast, and you're going higher and higher, and you're at the top, and you're feeling as if you're being forced. Forced as if you're underwater, floating to the top. Imagine being at the top, and everything around you turns a bright white, becoming whiter and whiter, brighter and brighter. The glass doors open. You step out, and you are totally surrounded by the whitest, brightest light you can imagine. It is as bright as the strongest ray of the sun, so bright that it's hard to look at. But you look through it, and it shines through you, illuminating every part of your mental, spiritual, physical, and emotional body. Please take a moment now to breathe in this light. Allow this white light to shine through you. Feel it, and imagine it as if it were rays of the sunlight warming you. The warming process of this loving energy, the white light of the universe, the white light of God, the white light of love and divine protection. Allow this white light to remove from your body all the negativity. Release it. It forces all the negativity to dispel. See the negativity leave. See it and feel it leave your face, your neck, your shoulders, your chest. Imagine letting it go. As the white light shines across your body, all the negativity is washed away. You feel rejuvenated. You feel that this white light has given you a universal healing massage. Allow yourself to just relax and to feel at peace. Breathe in deeply, hold it, and release. Good. Now I'd like you to go to the door of your psychic room and to release your negatives to obtain the key. As you get the key, open the door. Allow yourself to go to your psychic center to place it in the on position. Go over to your third eye window and open it. You may now work on all the issues that you came here to focus upon. You may want to stop this tape now to work in this room to do and achieve what you came here to do. When it is time to leave, it is important to remember to close the third eye window, place your psychic center in the standby position, lock the door, go back to the elevator, and hit the arrow key down to descend. I will count you back now. 1, 2, 3, 4. 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, and 11. Become very aware of your physical body. Wiggle your toes, move your fingers. Take another deep breath, maybe stretch out. Slowly open your eyes. You might want to bend up your knees. Stretch out, and take a moment to reflect on the experience. Great.
This concludes Side B. Please go to the next cassette to continue the program.